Blog Talk Radio. The Rad Reality Show, Manic Monday. Run away, blow and smoke. You close your worry. It's going broke. Have to fall isn't on you ever so. Reality is a happening reality that comes from above. God is God. There's no bigger love. His reality will welcome us back. Trust and obey. There is no other way. Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday. And that means it's time for...
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run there. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was Sunday.
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away.
Welcome to the Rad Reality Show Network and the Manic Monday Show, hosted by the beautiful Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. Tonight is February 25th, 2013, and baby, it's cold outside. My name is Cherry Garcia, and with me is Mr. Paul from Minnesota. We'll be your co-host tonight, so let's get started by finding out how Mr. Paul from Minnesota is doing. Paul, what you up to today?
Oh, man, I wasn't prepared for that question. No, I'm just kidding. I was waiting for the beautiful Paul from Minnesota, but appropriately it went to the beautiful Michelle Costa. But, no, I'm doing well. It's not that cold up here, which kind of freaked me out when you said that. We're going to be in the right around freezing for, you know, 32, 35 degrees the next several days. So I'm loving it.
Well, it's certainly chilly down here, so in the St. Louis, Missouri area. I'm ready for spring. But let's bring on the star of our show, the one and only Portuguese princess, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you doing today?
Well, the Portuguese princess saw her shadow, and she's saying 3 weeks until we hit the spring cusp. Woo, bring it on, because guess what? Baby, it ain't cold outside, but over here in the Northeast, we're a little sick of the snow. The past three weekends, we have been snowed in.
I know. So this weekend, so ready to be done with winter.
This weekend, you know, we had 6 inches to a foot, and then we had another 6 inches to a foot on Sunday. And then today, It was 40-something degrees, so go figure. Who knows what the hell is going on here. I am ready, Cherry, as well as you are, Paul. Bring on spring, maybe pass it over like Passover, and let's bring on summer. Ow!
Hey, guess what?
What?
We're only March 13th, we go to daylight saving time.
So excited, I cannot hide it, because that's one of the things that brings me down, is the daylight hours. Lots of times, you know, if you're in the rat race, you wake up, it's dark, you go get out of the office building or wherever you are, and it's starting to be dark. No bueno. It's depressing. I need my summer sun. I need my sunshine. Thank you, Paul, for playing that song.
I know.
I love it. I love it.
I do, too. I every time I play it, I want to sing along, but I hold back.
Oh, well, you know, I'm over here like this, like teeter-tottering my head. But happy Manic Monday. Happy Sunshine Day. What's up, chat room? Blowing up as usual. And Chi-Town Joe with the 6-incher, yes. A little too small for my liking. If I'm going to get a doozy, give me a doozy. You know what I mean? But seeing Chi-Town Joe, I'd like to thank him for the good news of letting me know that Tom Brady has signed a 3-year extension with the Patriots. I am touching myself as we speak. Yes. Picture it. Put a Kodak moment on it.
How old is he?
He's like 35 going on, like, my mind. I don't know. 35. I just want to eat him up. But you know what? He's so, like if he ever went to another team, I'm telling you, I don't know what would happen. I don't think I would be right. And
only if he came to the Vikings, that would be fine.
No. Like, if he went anywhere, seriously, I don't even know what would happen. Like, shit would go down. And I actually would like to see it from the outside looking in, because it would be probably ridiculously amazing for me, myself, looking from the inside out. I'd be afraid. I'd be scared for everybody in the back and the rap.
I want to bring up, I'm going to change subjects here, and I want to bring up, because the days are numbered, that the Reality Rally donations to Michelle's place for Temecula and Reality Rally event that's coming up, even though it doesn't happen until April, the official deadline for donating and helping Michelle's place, and again, all the money that you donate, 100% of it goes to Michelle's place. But in order for it to all work out to bring the reality people to the event, Jillian has said she wants them, the reality stars, to raise at least $400, and that will get them, the airplane, get them to the event. Now, it sounds like when I say that that's what the money is going towards, but it's not. It's am I correct in what I'm saying? Michelle?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of the money goes to the event. And a lot takes to make an event run properly. And at the outcome, they have a profit margin, and whatever that is goes. And there takes a lot. But whatever they raise goes to this charity. And I remember last year, it was like ridiculous amount of money, because I guess each mammogram costs $400, so they did it by the amount of mammograms, and it was like $400 or something crazy like that they had endorsed. But the money goes to running the events, whatever they have to do permits-wise, getting the people there, getting the transportation for all the people that are volunteering and all the people that are showing up, all that. But in the meantime, in between then, they have different events and they have different things. That's how they raise their money, because lots of it they don't really use. Say, for instance, we have to raise $400, but the people that live near there, they don't need that because they're driving. And then there's people that have shorter flights. So even though there's that amount of money, that's just like a set, so they know that that's the amount they need for anybody. So that's not only the thing. The other thing is that that's not a set amount. Like, even though I made my goal, thanks to Paul and to a lot of people out there,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I certainly, she hasn't been here in a long time, but she has been part of Rad Reality Show in the past. I want to, you're welcome directed towards me, but I want to give a special shout out for Sandy Ahrens for her donation to you, Michelle. So that, yeah. I wanted to get on the air.
Yeah,
well, and to you, Paul, for your generous donation.
To Paul, and to also Dan Kaminsky, and to Pam Ekman, to Jillian Larson, who actually donated to me. Andy, and there was a couple people I think that didn't want to be known.
Did it anonymously?
Anonymous, yeah. And so, but the thing is that even though I made my goal, that doesn't mean that we have to stop. We have a week left. So if you guys want to go donate, like I said, it doesn't have to be a lot. Like some of these people, Paul, Gabe,
yeah.
Sandy, Dan, Pam, Jillian, it doesn't matter the amount, whether you're giving hundreds or you're giving a dollar. It just matters in the mammograms at the end of it that get given to somebody that needs them.
Exactly. And that's what I
remember.
Mary and David
and David Conley, when you're donating, those people help so many people, and they come on our show all the time, and we'd really like to see those two make it out to Temecula. So when you're donating, remember Mary and David Conley.
Yes, and I was going to bring that up, Sherry, but I wanted to correct Michelle just so people know there's not a week left. There's like 3 days left till March 1st.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute.
So you need to get on it. We need to get a volume of people that would go to Mary and David, and because there's two of them, they basically are looking for 800. So last week I was the first person to donate. They had zero, so that is just wrong. And I would just love to see a lot of $5 donations just start piling up for Mary and David. I'm a little prejudiced because, like Sherry said, they have been so wonderful to us, and not only to us, but to so many other people. And so a special place in my heart, as I know it is with you too, Sherry.
Amen.
Absolutely. They, you know, they've been through so much with their little daughter that you know, they almost lost at the age of 2.5. And, you know, then they bounced back and they put on this event in Kentucky called the Urban Stampede to help other children with autism. And they're going to continue that and make it an annual event. And it was a beautiful event. And they invite all the reality people out. They put them up in a beautiful hotel. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful event. I'm glad to hear that they are going to keep it an annual event. And they're even adding to it. So they have just amazing hearts. And I'd love to see them be able to go out to Temecula. I know they would enjoy it so much. And, you know, it's nice to be able to give back to those who give. And so if you can just give a little, it means so much. Like
Michelle,
Paul said,
you brought
even
this
if it's
up
$5.
Before. I'm sorry, Cherry. I thought you were just looking for the opening there, but you brought it up, Michelle. If you can get a volume, a lot of people, friends from your Facebook, you brought that up. If all your Facebook friends just donated a buck or whatever, you know?
Yeah, because people are like, oh, I don't want to be the one to donate a dollar. But the fact is that every dollar counts, like every vote counts. Like whenever people think that it's not measly, they don't want to look like the one, but they could start also like a revolution, like, oh, look at it. This person did it. I'm going to do it. And that could just mean like, oh, we're all in the same boat. We don't want to be the first ones, but it takes that one person to kind of like cross the threshold of, being the one. And you don't realize how much of a power you have at that point because you started your own kind of revolution. Isn't that awesome to think? And I love the fact that Jillian went on right after the show and went and donated a dollar. Unfortunately, a lot of it didn't catch on, but it just goes to show you how much she was, like, behind the fact of that. And what I'm trying to say is a dollar, you guys, a dollar. You know,
right.
To the coffee,
right.
Like, it's like, you know, that change that you have in the bottom of your purse that, you know, also has, like, a bunch of, like, little lint balls. And sometimes it's collected, like, a piece of gum that fell out that's disintegrated. Or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, they're sticking together.
Clean out the
some
change underneath the seat of your car. Clean out the change under the seat of your couch.
A little spring,
you know.
A little spring cleaning there, you know.
Like, you know, that's why it's like, I want people to understand the fact that a dollar is not a bad thing. It's a super duper good thing. So like I said, if you think about it from the way I'm saying it, I have over 5,000 friends. Think about that. That's $5,000. So even if you had like 100 friends, it's $100. That's still so close to getting a mammogram or to whatever cause you're looking to back up or whatever you're doing.
That's right.
You know? So that's all. That's all I want to say.
That's right.
So, yeah, I just want to say thanks to everybody that has brought me to the special and let's help Mary and David, and, you know, they are such great people, and I've got to spend a lot of time with them, and I truly adore them. And so let's do all those dollars and $5 and $2 or 50 cents Canadian, whatever you want to do, speaking Canadian.
Yes. Canada,
right?
Coming up.
That was kind of a segue. But anyways, I just want to say, what's up, chat room? I wanted to call some people out. What's up, guests? It's a BB Boston Shy Time Joe Face 1, Jody, KFN Dog 1, Wifey. And I think that's all I could see if I didn't see you. Love you
and
too.
And all the guests.
Yeah, all the guests.
Lots of guests in there.
Yeah, I love it. And at the same time, it's like, ooh. And I know I'm one of them, so I'm like, ooh.
Who are you? All three
of
us.
Which number? I think you're number 11389. I don't know.
I was the first one, so. But anywho, let's go on a little tangent of Canada. Oh, Canada. Do we have a Canada song or anything, Paul?
Oh, yeah. Put me on the spot. No, I don't.
No,
I didn't.
I actually set you up for this one because I did not say anything. I'm just saying that BB Canada is coming up soon. Have anybody heard the rumor? Not really, right? Cherry, Paul, have you heard the rumor?
Well, let me interrupt you there because I'm typing and I can't multitask. But we just had popped on. Oh, Cherry just is going and screening him. But we just had pop on a Canadian, Michael Doyle. Michael Doyle is on our switchboard, and we're about ready to talk about Big Brother Canada and rumors, and I think he would be the perfect person. I just told him who that was, Jerry. and I said he would be the perfect person to bring up right now in the discussion of BB Canada. Do you not agree?
I agree. Let's do that. Michael Doyle, thank you so much for calling in tonight. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I just got back from work, so I missed like 18 minutes of your show.
Oh, my God. You know what? How dare you? I say we're going to sit here and wait, and we'll let you catch up. So, okay, ready? Go. I'm just kidding. You didn't miss much, but epicness as usual. Thank you so much for rushing home and calling us right away.
For the show, no. No, I just saw the advert on it, and I was like, oh, I got to call in. It's Big Brother Canada. Come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We haven't had a Canada audio clip yet, but we're going to work on that. And I know Paul, if I know Paul right now, he is muted, and he's working his little fingers.
Okay, so first of all, I need to know.
Tell us everything.
I need to know who I'm talking to here because I just did a random call in here.
Okay, wait a minute. You don't know who you're talking to?
No, I don't.
Holy shit. Hold on to your seats because you are talking to Cherry Garcia.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Okay. Just kidding. You are talking to Paul from Minnesota.
Yeah, I know that. Okay.
Okay. And then you are talking to the Portuguese princess of Big Brother 10,
Michelle
Costa. What's up,
okay,
baby?
Okay. See, and then I love that introduction of you. That's another reason why I wanted you to do that.
You already knew who I was.
I did.
I love your charm. I love it. It's working, and say whatever you want to say with my head on my chin.
No, I'm just saying I'm just so happy that Big Brother is coming to Canada. Like, holy cow.
Yes.
Like, two more days.
Yes. I mean, Canada's awesome. I love Canada. There's so many fans, and they've been waiting for this moment. Like cheese to feet. It's been.
Or cheese to cake.
Ooh. Or cheese cake. Yeah. You know what? I love your analogies. Michael, please tell us what your whispers are, baby.
What my whispers are about what?
About everything Big Brother Canada. Stop, like, leave everything. Tell us everything.
Okay, well, I personally have been doing some checks on some of these Big Brother Canada stars. A lot of them pan out. A lot of the stories pan out to who they are. The teacher from Nova Scotia, she pans out, checked the website and saw some of her. She's actually like an administrative assistant / teacher. Some of these people really do pan out and we got some good support. That's the only thing that I'm disappointed, though, is the fact that they didn't really spread out the auditions province-wide, like representing province. Like, if you look at Quebec, you know, we had the Loft years ago, right? And so they should have represented that again with at least one contestant there. You know, they even had an open auditions in Calgary, and I don't think anybody was from Calgary. And then we got people from the Saskatchewan that hasn't been on the show, or Manitoba, not necessarily saying me personally, but, you know, anybody in Manitoba could represent. And they could have done a little bit more, but they did a good job in the casting. It was really good. So, you know,
Michael, I want to point out that one thing that I noticed in reading the bios is there is a large percentage of those 15 housemates, and are they going to be known as housemates or house guests?
I don't know. I think it. I. How would you like to be known by the end of the show? Like, you start off as housemates because you're like, yeah, you're cool, but then at the end you're stabbing their back, so you would say house guest.
Yeah. Okay. But at any rate, a large percentage of them said that they are fans of Big Brother and have been for a long time. There's very few of them that did not mention that. One thing that kind of irritated me, and I think it is the youngest girl, and you can give me her name or correct me, but did she not say the reason she was coming on Big Brother is to further her acting career? That rubbed me the wrong way.
There was that the larger lady that you're talking about, the blonde?
I was thinking it was the
or is that
young,
the bartender?
I should have had my.
Well, I'm just saying, even if you're going on there for that, you don't say that.
Well,
I mean, you want the money, and then you'd be like, bring the fame and the fortune on, bitch. Like,
you know what? And then Michelle, I was bringing that up on Facebook, right? And a lot of people are like, oh, I want the entertainment value, but there's this dude that was on, I forget his name too, he was on the radio casting that we had. Like, we had a whole TV show devoted to radio casting, the next radio host. And that dude won it, or he was very close to the end, and he's on this casting. Which guy is it? So he's already had the
reality. Someone says Danielle is a student and aspiring actress.
Okay. And then this other guy was casted for this radio show talk thing, and, you know, you can tell he's already had a one-up on all these other contestants, right? Because he's got the experience. So I don't know. Like,
well, maybe maybe they're trying to, like, instead of doing like an all real deal cast, maybe they're like getting some normal people, mixing them up with actors and actresses, and maybe people they've met across the ways with the U.S. casting that couldn't do it, just so that they can try to get more hype for it. I don't know.
But not to knock this cast. It's a good cast. I like it. It's I think it's going to be a good mix because they got a lot of representation of, like, different beliefs as well, so that will be interesting, you know. And you got the classic nerd with the bow tie, that guy with the black hair, darn it, I forget his name. I'm not familiar with the names yet. I'm horrible with the names. Plus, I just got back from work, so. But a lot of these stories pan out, and I checked, and especially the Nova Scotia ones, just because my family is so deeply rooted in Nova Scotia, I know where to look and stuff when they say they're from that area, like Glasgow and stuff. I'm very...
Anil is the communications major with the bow tie.
Yeah, and then he's apparently friends with a YouTuber, that guy that does a funny kind of reverse peace sign when he does his shows.
No. That, you're talking about Mertz Jaffer. His friend is Anuj, A.J.
Ah, okay.
Camden's dog is updating us in the chat room with all these little bits of information on who is who in BB Canada. So thank you, KF and Doug.
All right.
Can you tell us, Mike, like, if people want to watch BB Canada when it starts, do you recommend a site for them to go watch it live, or will it be streamed live? Will they have 24-hour live feed? Can you give us a little update on that aspect of it?
Yeah, definitely. There is a 24/7 live feed on BigBrotherCanada.ca, which automatically points to Slice TV. So they own that domain, lock, stock, and barrel. Now, the big question is, will the people in the U.S. be able to watch it? And that's something they are not holding, like, they're not giving out information, so they're holding back. Like, of all their posts...
Well, I was just going to tell you, Michael, on their Facebook, BB Canada's Facebook today, somebody did ask that question, and whoever's running it said, unfortunately, well, I don't think, maybe it wasn't the feeds, maybe it was the TV, but they were thinking probably not. But one thing of note is that, like our Big Brother number one, Canadian Big Brother one, the 24/7 streams are free.
Yep. And what's really good is the quality of the feeds that they're going to be processing on that website is going to be just glass house quality, I think.
Well, I guess we'll wait to see, because until we know what we can see, I actually have somebody who sent me a link of watching the streams live, so... I'm going to try to see if I can somehow send it to Cherry or Paul during one of the guests or yourself talk, just so that we can get up there, because we know we can get, we don't know if it's going to be live as it's happening, but it could be somewhere kind of like a YouTube area that they can watch it after, maybe?
Thursdays will be live because they have the live eviction, right? So it's obvious that they'll have part of the show live and then the recap of the week, kind of maybe what they do with the U.S., right?
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking, because then what they do is they have live eviction and then they have a big party afterwards. And right, that will be Thursdays. And then Wednesdays and Sundays are the other dates that they have. And then on top of it, Slice will have Big Brother After Dark, Big Brother Canada. And that will be on probably every night.
We've got somebody else on the switchboard.
That's one quick question. Is it going to be the same as they do in BB USA? Are they going to do like 9 days after they move in kind of thing? Depends. Give or take a day. Or are they going to do live streaming right away?
That's a question I don't know the answer to.
Yeah, we do have somebody that has been following a lot of this stuff on the internet and on Facebook that might be able to fill in some of those blanks.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Okay, so I'll sign off.
No.
You can stay on.
Stay on.
Okay.
Don't you go anywhere.
Chi-Town Joe.
You have to do something.
Hi, how you doing, everybody?
Chi-Town Joe.
Are you happy about Janelle having a boy? It's going to be a boy.
Giddy up.
Yeah, so that's great. And tomorrow, our good friend, the Mister himself, will be on the truck. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It looks like one of those good humor trucks that would go up and down your streets. And it's all of it is slop. And you can go up to the truck, and Dan's going to hand you slop to eat all over Canada tomorrow and the next day.
Get out of here. Are you being serious right now?
I heard it was just Toronto.
I did not even know that. That's funny.
Yeah, it's the slop truck, and they're going to be driving around, ding, 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 and all the
That's awesome.
They get to eat slop, but I didn't know Dan was going to be.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. That's pretty funny because people want to know what slop tastes like. I've heard they buy it on eBay and all this stuff. And I'll be honest with you guys, I didn't have to eat slop. I ate slop because I was the only one in the house besides Jesse because he was kicked out early that wasn't on slop. So for me, I thought slop was fabulous, but when you're on it for 30-something days, then you ask the question. So I'm so super excited about people in Canada trying slop. That's funny.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, so, and they're doing something now the last few days because our good friend Joanne and Brendan Cooley has been there on the, I don't know if it's in the set or not, but they had a picture they posted this morning of them with the host, Cox. Is that her last name? C-O-X?
Yeah, Cox, yeah.
Yeah,
we
Alicia,
all love
I think.
Cox. All
yeah.
right.
but anyways, hey,
I have Cox Cable. I have Cox Cable, so I love Cox all over the place over here.
I want to do something here. I just love boobies.
Cable company called Boobs. Oh, your boobs isn't working. We'll send somebody over to fix your boobs. You know, the connection must be off. We'll be there promptly to fix the boobs.
This is when Paul will disconnect me.
Yeah. Keep him on, Paul. Keep him on.
We're talking about boob tube, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
if you don't have the connection for at least the three shows a week, I posted it. I got it from Kat. A lot of people got it from Kat. And I posted it on the Rad Reality Show page. So you guys can and just bookmark it, and that you can get the three at least get the three shows. And
here's a question that I don't know. Michael wasn't sure, and Michelle had asked this, and I don't know if you stumbled across anything. Certainly, we know, like in that Big Brother UK, they have this grand entrance that is live, and the house guests or housemates are entering live, whereas in the U.S., they're already in the house for, you know, as much as a week before we start seeing anything. Do you know, have you seen anywhere how long, or are they in the house now, and how long they've been in there?
They may have gone in tonight because the picture was fresh this morning. So, and I knew that they were going, you know, because Joanne's doing a show on YouTube Live after every show, they're going to talk about the previous hour or whatever. And they were, because they're media, they were invited up there. And they're going to the live evictions for the first month. And it's a, my understanding is a really big area for a lot of people to sit in. Not exactly what we have here. So more like Australia, Paul, you know?
Right.
So
Australia.
Yeah, it's going to be really I don't know how all of this is going to come down. I'm still trying to hunt down a secure site for the live streaming. I'm sure Bronxy would know, or Mappy, or K-Dog would know. I'm just looking like the rest.
It's got to be some kind of streaming. That yeah. might not be known now, but will be known maybe
after.
Right, and I do have an announcement to let everybody know that as of next week, every Monday, we are going to have a Big Brother Canada correspondent joining us on Mondays. That's right.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
And this person is in the know of Big Brother Canada. She is going to be giving us updates from the sources. She has lots of inside ties with the show, and she's going to be coming to us every Monday with lots of updates. So we're going to have our very own Big Brother Canada correspondent.
Hey.
So the Manic Monday show is going to be tied in tight.
So, I bet it will be.
Ooh, I like that.
I like
sure.
that.
Canada. Oh, Canada.
I wonder if anyone will be wearing the Canadian bikini suit or something.
I'm actually wearing it right now. Stop it.
I want to see that on Skype.
I bet you
Where's the maple leaf?
You know, I hung out in Plymouth with all the pilgrims and the Mayflower and the Indians, and I know where the leaf goes.
It goes in the back,
so.
Right?
Anyways, you know, there's two things I'm really interested in. I'm sure everybody has seen the picture of the chair for the DR.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't it? I have it as my cover photo. It's a big chair. And
dude,
I wonder
I
if they're going to do
like,
it like
yeah.
even.
It's, I'm the same way. I'm like, I want that chair.
It's
that's
a beautiful,
be like,
more like
ooh,
a couch.
I haven't seen the chair. I need to see the chair.
Go to my
I'm like,
Facebook.
I want that chair, so then when I do my video audition, I'll be sitting in a chair like that.
Yeah, and I wonder if they're going to actually show more of how they talk to them, like they do in England.
I wonder if they could take the chair.
No, it's a big chair.
I would take the chair. I'm just saying, I'd be like thinking, eBay, bitch, I'm coming for you strong.
That'll go over like a grin.
But they still haven't showed if there's going to be an HOH room.
No, they haven't showed the HO room.
They did the tour of the house on video, and the one thing they said, we cannot show you the HOH room, but it does appear to be upstairs, like in the BBUS house. So there is one, but they're waiting for the reveal, I guess.
There's going to be a torture chamber up there, and you're going to have to hang upside down for 3 hours.
Or do a DJ thing like Dan did when he was isolated for 24 hours.
Yeah,
it could be anything. Ooh, I'm excited to know what the Canada does.
I gotta say, I love this house too. It rocks.
And you know what's really got me going is what is this theme song going to sound like for Big Brother?
And I'd be trying to write a Big Brother Canada theme song too.
Well, I'm sure Paul will get that real quick.
Oh yeah, Paul's already working on it.
I'm trying to write my own actually.
Ooh.
Yeah, I dabble a little bit on piano, so I was trying to come up with something, and then I was going to submit it to them. So
you want
to
give us a little bit of it? I mean,
well,
a little bite.
Well, I don't have any speakers or anything, so I'll just wait for now, and then I'll give Pauline Garcia that.
Oh, the suspense is killing us.
Trust me,
it's
not
ridiculousness.
That good right now.
Okay, all right. You respect that, but once you get that down pat. Would you make your debut on Manic Monday?
Well, not my Oh, I post a couple things on Whispers now and then, like some of my songs and stuff. So,
yeah. I think that was a no. I'll take a no. Okay. Well, when you go on,
it won't be a debut, but I will post something though for you guys.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll get an American version, Manic Monday version.
We'll get the radio version.
The radio. Ooh. No, we have a disclaimer. So if you want to get filthy, please.
Have supper here, guys. So I just got back from work.
All right, Michael, I respect your wishes, but I need you to expound a little bit more than your short video on your disappointment of the last Survivor episode. What was it that you really?
Oh my God, Paul, that's a good question, man. You saw that?
Yeah, I saw it, but I wanted to hear more. I wanted you to go into more detail of what really upset you. Were you upset that Allie left?
No, it's just how I wanted to see how she left, not the shenanigans around it. I wanted to see the strategy of, you know, how she left, and I didn't see any of that. Like, you know, it was just such, it was like, oh, hey, let's have the moron for episode two. Oh, wait a second, how many morons are we going to... It was just... I was so disappointed in the edit. I was frustrated as a fan. I'm, like, speechless.
Well, hopefully it will turn around, because I hate to hear you being disappointed, because I know how much you love Survivor, so...
Like, I said that out to Jeff Probst, too, and see if he watches it and takes the constructive criticism about it. But it was just, like, it was good, like, challenge, a good immunity challenge, a good reward challenge, like, slash immunity challenge. And then, like, the first episode, you saw, like, 35 minutes of strategy, and it was just nonstop strategy. And then the second episode, it was just all on, you know, people's individual stuff on what they think of this and what they think of that, and there wasn't any real, like, you know, foundations, because we're only in an episode two. See, I'm confused what to say now, because I was just so disappointed. I literally, this was the worst episode ever in Survivor history for me.
See, I know how to push
that button. Yeah. No bueno.
Do you think it's going to be the Philip Shepherd show from here on out?
I see that as in, okay, from what I know, I can't comment about that, actually, so, but.
Ooh, juicy secret, I like.
Real quickly, Michelle, just before we brought Michael up, you said you had heard some rumors about BB Canada. Did you get that answered before we let him go, or?
No, I mean, as best as it could be, I think. It's kind of up in the air, like Big Brother USA, there's always rumors. So we're really not going to know until a couple of days. So, you know, there were some things answered, and at the same time, I feel like we're all in the same boat. So, yeah. I think things are answered.
Thanks,
thank
Michael.
You very much.
Well, we shouldn't actually say, we shouldn't say boat, we should say in the same house. Bazinga.
Ooh.
I love that guy. That's funny.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. And sorry about my little rant on the episode two last.
Love rant. It's better than me ranting, please. They already heard me rant a few million times.
No, it was just so. Oh, it was silly. That's the only word I can. That's probably the only word I can define last episode was it was silly.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to watch the show for something to be silly. If I want to do that, I'll watch the Cartoon Network.
There you
Adult
go.
Adult Swim.
Yeah.
You're so silly.
Yeah. There's only maybe one moment, Dawn's moment, you know, when it was very real for me. The whole otherwise, it was just silly. And, you know, even Matt was... Or Malcolm was speechless when they had the camera on him. He was like, I don't know what's going on. You know? So.
Well, it's early in the game, and we'll see what happens. And I know that they have a storyline behind everything, so.
Yeah. I just hope it's not what I think it is. So, anyways, all right.
Well,
so
you have a nice dinner, Michael. Thank you so much for calling in. We always love to hear from you and hear your viewpoints and all of your info. And we hope to hear back from you again, possibly next Monday. We'd like to hear from you and hear what your views are. We will have our BBCA correspondent with us next week. So if you can call in. We'd love to hear from you.
Where's that mute button?
What's more impressive is Garcia does it with a straight face.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Take care, hon.
Bye.
It's an awesome show you guys are doing every time.
Oh,
thank
you,
so much.
Babe.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You did that pretty well, Michelle.
Thank you, and I'll be honest with you, something happened to my DVR, it screwed me over, and I have not watched Survivor, and shame on me, there's thunder crashing right now, the house is shaking, and I don't feel normal, but I didn't even realize till last week that Survivor was on, so I don't know what's going on, but I feel like it's bullshit, and And I hate, like, when you feel like that in the beginning, because, like I said, I haven't watched it, but as an emotional person I am, knowing the whole ins and outs of it, I am afraid, but I will watch it as soon as I get off air. That's how much I feel about it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, here's a question I have for you. Is Luan going to Canada? Because he's made it seem today... on Facebook or through a tweet that he may be going up there.
I know a lot of things about Luan. I'll be honest, there's a cookie. This chocolate chip doesn't know shit about that, so I can't even answer that. I have no idea. All I know is I've talked to him about going to Adam's wedding, and that's all I've really talked to him about in the past few weeks. Yep. Taking time.
Yeah, that's right around the corner.
Yeah.
And then Lane's.
Lane's getting married. Yeah, I heard that through the grapevine. I saw that
on
Facebook
on the
or whatever. 10th.
Yes.
April?
Of April. Oh, no. What's five? May, right?
Okay, So Adam's 420, and by 10, I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah,
there's a lot of wedding bells going. You know, people were right when they said that. We do a lot better than the Bachelor, the Bachelorette. Eat us out. I mean, don't eat us out. Eat your heart out. Did I say that wrong? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Bachelor pad. Okay.
And I saw a TV thing today. Somebody sent me of Hayden from this afternoon on TV in Phoenix, and he's trying to win. Like to be in a man cave, they call it, for baseball season. They're for the ultimate baseball fans. And he made it down to the top 25 now, and only 12 go in. And you have to stay in there the whole baseball season.
Wow.
And watch all the games.
That's so awesome.
Kat's going to go crazy if she doesn't have her Hayden.
But, like,
you know?
Isn't Hayden used to play baseball, though?
Yeah. He's not working, so I think and he looks good with his haircut, you know. He's got a new haircut.
Ooh, he does?
Yeah, Kat got him to cut his hair.
Ooh, I love it. I want to see
it. Because they're a couple now, so. You know, so he...
Might be hearing wedding bells from those two soon. Who knows?
Well,
like I said, hello.
Well, if he runs out of money...
Yes. Oh, goodness.
I hate to say that. I'm not going to take it back either.
Ooh, I love it. Icy.
So,
and K Dog, can you send me a glass of wine? Because I need more. I'm just saying.
Yeah, anyway. Really. You need a team of dogs and a sled to get wine to you up there.
What the hell? I mean, God, I'm covered in snow over here.
I know. I saw it. I get Providence. Your Providence TV sends me all the weather reports and stuff. So.
And just to let you know, I'm up north from Providence, so if Providence gets 1 inch, we get like 6 inches.
Yes.
So I came up to my car today, and I was like, "Oh God damn it!" I didn't realize I had to like shovel my car out of like ice. That was a great.
It's bad.
And then
and
I
now we're
going to
get hit. Jerry's in the midst of it too.
This weather is ridiculous. I'm over it. I don't know if you guys are, but I'm ready to talk about how hot it is. And that's why I hate when people complain, oh, it's so humid and muggy and sticky. And I'd rather be sticky, muggy, and fucking sweating under my fucking breath. Okay? Yeah, I said it. Then to be nipply for my breath. Yes, I said it. I'm one of those people that I'd rather wear less than more. Period.
Me too.
Sorry.
I'm so done with winter.
Yeah, I was watching something from Kevin the other day. He put up some stuff, and you were in there, and it was from season 10, and I was laughing my ass off because, you know, when I see you in New Hampshire, you're all bundled up. But I forgot how you used to dress, especially in that unitard. God, how you used to sweat.
I mean, I had camel toe sweat. It was just out of control. And I had a lot of, like, YouTube, like, vagina shots. And
I want to ask, somebody heard a rumor that BB Canada is going to have the have and have nots. And I'm over that for the U.S. version. Some people like it. I'm just done with it. I know that you didn't have to go through that, Michelle, but what are your feelings about season after season since BB 11? They've had the have-not room.
Thought that they've always should have had that. I mean, I think they've kind of, like, progressed with not having the veto, then having the veto, and then having, like, the HOH room and, like, allowing no pictures and pictures. They've progressed a lot. And, you know, with the peanut butter and jelly and the slop, and then the have-not room, which was after my season, you know, a lot of it that happened during there, like sleeping uncomfortable. I don't care if you're sleeping on a steel bed or if you're sleeping on a comfy bed in that house. Everything feels like pins and needles.
But
like taking a cold shower. Like for me, I'm just like, you know what? That's what Big Brother has been about. So when people say, oh, I don't like twists, and I think my season was one of the newer seasons that didn't have any twists. Everything else had twists, and who knows how every game would have gone. I think that it's kind of like questionable what would have happened if certain things didn't come to the table.
But as a viewer, Michelle, I you know, certainly you know what it's like in the house, but as you've watched, you know, from BB 11 on, each one of those seasons, 11, 12, 13, 14, they've all had knots, and they've all had the Pandora's box. And I'm just kind of tired of both of them. And that's my personal opinion. And I'm asking you, Cherry, and you, Joe, and you, Michelle, are you as fans done with those twists?
I'm going to speak from like a fan and then also from me in the house. I personally would like to see the game played the way it plays. I don't want to see people starving, and I want to see, because I think that people don't need that with the type of personalities they pick to start some type of rumble. I think that you don't need that stuff. I think that it starts rumbling in certain aspects or make people crumble where normally wouldn't, like make people want to quit that can't eat or can't shit or whatever the case may be, for certain aspects, like putting them on slop and what, putting them on, you know, cold showers. But I also think at the same time, it's like you don't also want somebody to just win that's sitting on a, like a little coaster and, you know, they never did it on slop and they never had a cold shower. Like, yeah, I think that being in this type of game environment, that's what we hate to love. As a viewer and as a person that's been in the house and out, we don't like to see that. We're like, we're not going to watch it if next year they're bringing back past house guests because this is ridiculous. And then they turn it on you and put, oh, let's bring back the best coaches ever. And then they turn them into house guests. So what they do is they trap you into this thought. So as much as we hate to love and love to hate to love to hate, all that kind of is in a matter of any kind of aspect of the game of the house. Some people like throwing a wrench in it. Some people don't. Some people like a little wrench. Some people like a big wrench. So who's to say what's good or not? Big Brother.
All right. What about you, Joe? What are your feelings on those two recurring things in the house?
Well, I always like Pandora's box because, of course, Jesse pops out every year. And he signed up. He signed up for five more years. 5 more years he's going to be doing it. So.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. So, and he's getting really popular on wrestling, so it's great. All right.
Yeah, but I'm, aside from it being Jesse, now, Dog brought up something that I agree with in the chat room. Pandora's box is designed to mess up the game, to, you know, make it, give a game changer, and it kind of, that doesn't feel right all the time. But what about the have-not room, Joe?
Well, you know what? I didn't like it at first, but it seems every year it gets weirder and rougher to be in that have-not room, you know? Like like when they were all, the have-not room was when they were all on the really crappy, what is it, outdoor
the cots.
Couches, cots, and stuff like that, and they only had the toilet in the back behind the. That was really kind of rough. I felt bad for them then, but you know, if you're going to be in a have-not room, and then you can't, and then you got to eat sardines and gefilte fish 1 week, you know, there's got to be a give somewhere, you know.
All right.
Don't you think?
I'm just asking people's feelings on those two twists, that recurring twist. What about you, Jerry? Are you in favor of those continuing, or what are your thoughts?
I'm not totally against them continuing. I think it does offer some drama in the house because when people are have-nots, it causes them to be cranky and, you know, they don't, they aren't getting what everybody else is getting in the house. And, you know, they're going to fight harder to not be a have-not in the next competition. It just adds another layer of
irritant
competition and irritation in the house. I know that I do wish they could add something else to it or come up with something different, but if they're not going to do that, then I think that the have-nots need to stay. You know, I just said, I wish they could do something different, but if they can't come up with a fresh idea, then I believe that the have-not rooms need to stay in the competition because they have to have something.
Can I say something real quick? I just want to make a statement. And this is looking at the overall picture. And if you really think about it, whoever doesn't win head of household or is in the household circle is really a have-not.
Yeah,
they're a have-not. they're a have-not. They are going to be agitated, aggravated. They're going to be Because whether you throw food in there, that's just an excuse so you can try to finagle your way out of it. Or it's also a way for certain people to be finagled out of their dilemma of a situation. So that's why I feel like they bring the aspect in. It's just not like how Cherry just said. I think she brought up a great point. How she said, oh, I think they need to bring something else up. But if you think about it, I have not. Just happened in season 11, so they brought that up, and look, everything was okay, but now we're like over it, we want something else new. So Cherry says, let's bring something else. Whatever they bring, we're going to be like, oh, okay, that's great, and then after a little bit, we're going to be like, okay, we're over it. We're just so diehard Big Brother fans that what happens is that's the great thing about what they do. What they do is they don't get you on the actual have-not situation, the voters, whatever, they get you to like a certain person and you're a diehard fan through them. So if the actual process of have-not helps them, then you're all for it. If the have-not process is against them because they're in the have-not area, you don't like it. See that? See how it causes a friction of an NFL team, of an NBA team, of a... You have that always where somebody likes some other team. Not everybody can like everybody. So they try to flip it up. And as much as we hate it, I hate it because I know in the long run, if we were to put these people in a house and have them just go head to head, we know who's going to win. We know who's not going to. That's why a lot of the people that win are people we never pick from the beginning. We usually pick them to leave.
That's a good point. Okay, I want to give at least a shot at the Pandora's box question to Cherry.
Pardon me?
You talked about your feelings about the have-not room. What about the Pandora's box?
I don't like Pandora's box simply because they use that as a tool to manipulate the game. And
yeah, it's pretty flagrant that it's like them choosing who they want to win that week. Don't you think, Charity?
Exactly.
I would think that's why you're perturbed as much as I am.
Right. I think they use that as their way to manipulate the game in any way they see fit. And I don't like that game manipulation. I want to see the game play out in the way that it's supposed to play out and not see that manipulation by the powers that be. So I would like to see Pandora's box go away. You know, I love Jesse, and I'd like to see Jesse keep showing up.
Yeah,
but
I mean, there's
I don't like
there's...
the Pandora's box power that it gives the powers that be to manipulate the game.
Like Leah mentioned, for entertainment value, it's fine, but once Pandora starts to manipulate the game, not so fine. But if it's just for an entertainment purpose, then you're fine with it.
Well, they've never really used the Pandora's box just for
you know what
entertainment
I mean.
Purposes. I think they've always used it to manipulate the game in some way.
I don't.
And I think it's also maybe things didn't go a certain way, and Pandora's box was kind of came up with at the last moment because either their thought of what they wanted to happened, they didn't need it, so they did something silly with it, or they had to go to extreme where we were like, okay, Pandora's box is a little bit too much.
Here's Michelle. Hold on. Here's an example. The time when. Brendan left the house, and the bad thing was that Rachel came back in for a day. I mean, that didn't change the game.
No, but the fact that's why we're saying that Pandora's box kind of goes with whatever the climax of the story is. If they had a plan and it backfired, then they had Pandora's box. Then if they had a plan that went fine, then they were going to make fun of Pandora's box. Let's make it funny. Ha, ha, ha. Let's show America that we're not using it for this because our things have gone the way we want, and we don't need to use it that way until we need to.
And then there was in BB-12, I think it was, that it forced the rest of the house guests to have to talk with their hand puppets. You know, that didn't really change, you know, the strategy of the game. Those kind of things is what I meant when I said the Pandora's box for more of an entertainment value. Does that make sense, or?
Well, like I said, I feel like they utilize it however they want. Maybe Cherry feels the same way. I think they go by how maybe America is perceiving it, maybe how they want to the person to win is how they're going to use Pandora's box. I think we've seen it used at always the climax moment. Pandora's box has always been left near to the end, not in the beginning when there was a bunch of people and stuff was up in the air. Agreed?
Okay.
I agree.
Thank you.
I have a question. I don't know how many people went and watched the house tour video, but, and Joe, I know you have. I don't like Big Brother houses that they have only one room that they're sleeping in. I don't know why that bugs me, but I would rather see separate rooms. What are your thoughts, Joe?
Well, they're a little more, I think, liberal up there in Canada. And obviously, they're going to have to sleep two to a bed. So that might bring some interaction. Although one of the players, and I have to agree with Mike, I have to get to know these players. Besides, I think Alec is going to win, but I think that there's going to be some, you know, playing around. And I think the bathroom, I just don't like the long hallway that's green, to be basically honest with you.
Have you seen the videos, Cherry?
I have seen some of them, part of them. I haven't seen everything.
Have you seen the other outdoor set, the one with the that's really outdoors with the hot tub?
I have not seen any pictures, so I'm going to be...
I have not seen that one, I don't think.
Well, the majority of the house is in a studio stage type of thing, and even the audience, and they have a make-believe outdoor area that they're going to have the lights, you know, rotate so it looks like sunrise and sunset. There's one little secret door that takes them out into an actual outdoor area that has a hot tub with snow on the ground, and that's, I think, what you were talking about, right, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's fun. I've done that when I was younger.
You pimp, you.
Well, it was always fun, Michelle. I mean, you get a big hot tub and
yeah,
you have a nice
too,
bottle
pimp.
Of wine. You know, come on.
Don't even talk about hot tub and wine around me. And panties are off. I don't know if you watch. Wait. I'm sorry. I'm gonna put a disclaimer. If you watch Best Week Ever on the E Channel, there's a segment called Panties On or Panties Off. So look it up.
No.
And actually, the girl's first name is Michelle that does it. So thank you. But panties off for you, fucking Joe.
All right. I
love how fucking Paul always segue in. Okay.
No, I wish I would go
back on peanut butter and jelly once in a while.
Ooh.
You know,
I'll be the peanut butter.
How they used to always do the peanut butter and jelly?
See, I would have done so bad at that because I hate peanut. I hate jelly. I love peanut butter, and I felt like they would have only made peanut butter and jelly. So I would have been hating life.
What about people that have peanut allergies? That would be bad.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go on Big Brother knowing that they have peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you know, they would, yeah, right.
They actually probably wouldn't even let you on. They probably wouldn't let you on.
I think they
it's
learned.
It's like going on
from...
the Amazing Race. No one can't swim.
I knew I'd they... get you to talk.
Wait,
no,
well,
Jerry.
I mean, come on.
Well,
Michelle,
no.
There was a team last night that went. They were on the Amazing Race, and they're smart
the
men. Well, then you saw the team that got, you know, sent
Wait,
home last night.
Are you with the doctors?
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I listen.
They were
I
on the Amazing
right.
Race.
They're from my town.
And
they
can't
they
swim.
Quit. Yeah, but they were like, oh, we're fine in this little bubble thing. Well, why didn't they read the clues? And as doctors, kind of dissected the clue to know that that was not the place he should have belonged, or after like 20 minutes, why didn't they just try the other one? Because if they were going to quit anyway, then what the frig? Like, I'll be honest with you this. I was like, okay, if they get a non-elimination round, I'm going to be pissed because they didn't deserve it.
Yeah,
I agree.
No, there was. I totally am behind what Jerry is talking about, but we also last night talked about they would have fared better if they just said, let's go try the other one first, instead of diving down for so long. But
there's obviously one brother who is the one that is like, I can't. And then there's the one that's like, I can. And whichever one, you know, they're like at a competition within themselves. They're not even in the Amazing Race competition. This is a competition within themselves. And this is going to be a really important time in their life if they make it through far enough. Well, they obviously didn't. But as far as they did, to realize that they learned a lot from themselves, because I think they were really battling the whole twin thing. And that's something that we don't know unless we're a twin, is what you live through. Oh, I was born 2 seconds early. Or, it's stuff like that we can't understand, you know. And I didn't
All
think
right.
they were quitters, but they wanted to quit so many times. So.
I don't want to run out of time before we get a chance to talk about Mob Wives, guys.
Oh,
I didn't watch it yet. I have it on tape.
Good God.
I have it on tape.
We could talk a little bit about it. I mean, because we haven't really talked about it in a couple weeks, but...
should I play our theme song?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay, and you know what comes on after that?
Yep.
The views expressed by guests and callers of the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the hosts or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show, and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Well, I feel like we should have had that on a long time ago, but go ahead, Jerry, with your intro. Darling, my little love button, my cherry pie. And I'd like to say that I actually had to work every day by a street called Cherry Street. So every day, I was like screaming at a freaking street sign like a weirdo.
All right, I want to bring something up right before we start talking about the episode. Do you guys think we're ever going to actually get to see Lee?
We fucking better. Because I've invested a lot of my fucking time in Drita. The Russian boxing beat your ass lava. And unless she progresses with him in a minuscule way, then we will. If everything goes down south, no.
Yeah.
I think. Because, like, I know, Joe, you didn't see the episode today, but unfortunately there might be spoilers. But as you know, the episode last week ended with Drita saying what? Go ahead, Joe.
What was Drita saying? That she was falling in love.
No,
again with...
she said, this is what she was saying. She said, you never will ever fucking understand what happened when I came home the other day. So I opened the door, and all of a sudden, you'll never guess who was standing in my fucking living room. Sherry, go ahead.
He was holding her daughter, and
Aaliyah
was right there in front of her.
It
was Lee, right there in her frickin' living room, right there in her face. And she was blown away. He didn't even tell her that he was getting out. She was just there visiting him like a week ago with both of her daughters, and he didn't tell her that he was getting out this early. This was a surprise to her. And she goes out. She comes home. Apparently one of the girls call her and tell her to come home. And she comes home, and Lee is standing in her living room holding the youngest daughter on his hip. And she opens the door, and there he is, like right in her face. And he's walking around the house going, this is new, what's that? Where'd this come from?
Where's my buzzer?
Buzzer.
Where's my buzzer? Oh, my God, Joe, you're going to bug out.
Oh, God.
He's like, you've been in jail for 4 years. You cheated on me. I wanted to burn everything you freaking own. And you want to ask me, where's your buzzer?
That was a good little, like, intro, because she sounded just like that, didn't she, when she was having the talk with them? She's like, you'll never guess who was in my living room when I opened the door. It was awesome. She had the attitude and everything.
So they showed
really
Lee's face?
What? No, they don't show it. No. That's why I was saying, I feel like maybe, depending on the progress, they might show his face, but they didn't.
Yeah,
or have him, he might not be able to be on.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We do find out that he has to spend a couple months in a halfway house, so we, you know, probably won't see him for a while.
Yeah,
but
so did Carla's man.
Joe, yeah.
So did Carla's man. That's why it might be like, you know, I think Carla was like, I'm on the show. He's coming out. Everything's going to be fine. And because we've had Carla on the show, which was pretty freaking awesome.
It was. Michelle, you brought up Carla. The show opened last night with Drita, Big Ange, and Carla. And that's, you know, Drita tells the other two girls that Lee is home and the buzzer thing. But, then Carla is saying, I think you should just wait and not have him move back into the house, you know, and all this type of thing. And Big Ann says, yeah,
Drita
that worked for you, Carla.
Drita asks, you know, what should I do?
Yeah,
you know, should I let him come back in my life? And Carla's response was, you know, I think you should not let him back in. Give him some space. And give him some time first. And
well, I think that it's a great idea because it just goes to show you that, you know what, whether Carla let Joe in or not, we'll never know. Joe obviously was scanning for something else. And if Lee's going to do that, I'd rather have him be out there than not living in my fucking house, especially the fact that he's OCD, okay, and he's looking for his goddamn buzzers. Beat it, buzzer.
But
Big
Ann
said, yeah, well, that works really well for you, Carla. You know, your guy, Joe, is now out there with another woman, and and you're by yourself. So Carl, Big Ann's advice to Dorita was to let him back in. That's your family. That's your man. Let him back in. Give it another shot. See how it goes. And take it from there. You know, see if he's changed. And so we'll see what Dorita does. See if she listens to Big Ange and gives Joe another chance. I think by the look in Dorita's eyes, the way she's acting, I think Dorita is still very much in love with Joe.
Well, yeah. I'll be honest with you.
With Lee.
So
I'll be honest with you. The fact that he didn't tell her when he was coming home is a huge red flag for me. It's shady. It's sneaky.
Oh,
I
looked at it totally different, Michelle. It was a surprise.
No, not after you've gone there with the kids. You have kids. You're going and showing up at someone's house. Like, you have to go into halfway house. It's not like you can just go there, show up, and live and be happy. It just, to me, how did he get let in the house with the kids without allowing her to know about it, even though it's TV to me? I just don't think it was right the way they proclaimed it on TV. Whether that was the way it was, I just would be very upset if my kids were being babysat by babysitters or whatever, and they let somebody in that should have been there, period, end of story. He has to be in a halfway house. She should have the knowledge of him coming home and holding his children and her children that she's been blocking out of this life for a while. I think she has the right to let him in when she feels free.
I agree with you.
I think that was a stepping over the boundaries, and I think they used the TV program to skip it, and that's why I thought Deidre was doing very good with holding it together, but she did say she flipped out and she went nuts, and I feel like they didn't show that because it was such great TV that they allowed that to happen, that they're just graced with their decision to let that happen. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
And we'll find out more about that after the season. I'm telling you.
I'm sure Dorita was quite shocked. You know, we could tell how shocked she was.
But she said that she snapped. She said she was like, do you remember that moment in the movie when whatever? She was like, I lost my mind. But when she was talking about it, you wouldn't think that she was like losing her mind, like, you know, because she was very calm about it. And I think that she really lost her mind because that was messed up. I mean, after someone's been in jail for that many years, would you want to walk into your home that you secured yourself and watch somebody holding your child? And it was very messed up. What they showed and what they didn't show, I can only imagine.
Right. So we'll see whether she allows Lee to come back and whether they get back together. But, you know, he is going
to
be in a halfway house for a while, so she's going to have time.
I can't wait to see him, though, right?
I know, to find out what he looks like. And then we get to see Karen, who's falling for the guy at the recording studio.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been on a date for so long, and I'm lonely.
I'm lonely here.
I'm just trying to figure out what to do on these parts. Like,
I mean, those hints were so. Those were the biggest hints on the planet.
I think she's on rebound mode. That's what I think. Rebound.
I'm glad you highlighted that. That was funny.
She found out that Lee, her ex, you know, has moved on and already has somebody that he's, you know, secure with. And so now she's feeling like, you know, I think she needs to move on and find somebody to replace him. And she's definitely on the rebound. And she invested in this recording studio for her daughter, basically.
For her daughter to stay, don't you think? That she did that to make her daughter stay?
Yes.
Or
isn't that something?
Yeah, I think so. I was watching it, and you could tell she was just like, and her daughter was kind of like, yeah, it's cool, but I really don't think she kind of cared, right?
Right.
She didn't appreciate it.
No.
But I think Karen does.
I mean,
and then the girls get together to go bowling because Renee said that she had, when she was at rehab, had gone bowling several times. So that was kind of fun. Everybody except Carla was there. But the funny moment.
Did you see
being,
how big Ange bowled?
Yes, that was what I was just going to bring up.
Oh, my God.
Ramona, you hear Ramona in the background because Big Ange stands, spreads her legs, takes the ball, and rolls it down between her legs like a little kid might do. And Ramona in the background says, Ramona in the background says, you're not giving birth, you're bowling.
And who was it says, nobody over the age of 4 years old has ever bowled
Rita.
Like Big Ange.
Rita, but I like the fact that they went to bowling. I like the fact that, you know, everybody's lovey-dovey, which we don't know if that's really the case.
Gonna hold up.
I like Karen and Rita having their weird date, massage date, and
that
talking
was
about
fun to
me.
Watch.
I thought that was
and
good.
And Carla meeting the other woman at
oh,
the cafe.
Yeah. That
Whoa.
Was, I wanted to see more of that. I was like,
I did
like
too.
I wanted to see more of that.
But before, right after the bowling, and I just liked it because it was kind of cute, and I'm a big Ange fan, as I know we all are, but when she took Neil to the barber shop.
And you know what? I was like, if he's gelling because he needs to get rid of the whites, like, don't you think they should have, like, dyed the sides? Like, they took care of the top side, but I felt like the sides seemed like they were kind of so blonde that they were white that they should have, like, darkened it. But you know what? I'm not a stylist or whatever, but I thought it was pretty funny. I liked it, and I thought it was cute that he cooked the meal, and the flowers, they weren't cheesy. And I'll have to – that's the one thing I'll have to disagree with her is that she was like, they're cheesy, but I thought it was very cute.
Big Ange is definitely like, I'm the boss. I wear the pants.
Yeah. She's like, the bosses are dead. I'm the boss now.
They haven't
shown
her salon yet. How bad her salon is.
I know. I'm so worried. I don't even know if I want to see how bad it is.
Yeah, and the sequester is going to cut $3 billion from Staten Island.
Yeah, I'm not understanding that whole, like, what's going on right now. I'm a huge Obama backer, but I think it's like, you know what? Like, right now, I mean, there's been such a lot going on, especially with the devastation in the Northeast, that maybe, not that you should delay it just for the Northeast, but you should delay what your thoughts are right now a little bit. You have, you know, Sandy and then the blizzard and all this stuff, and you want to cut this and you want to cut that, and I just don't understand.
Well, this was put together way before anything happened, you know.
But
I mean, how long did it take Congress to pass his bill that he put together for the Sandy victims in the hurricane up by you and all that? And it took 39 days, or in Katrina, they did it in 2 weeks. So, you know.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's like, you know, kind of pick and choose your battles. And I understand that he should have, he's got this to go on, but if he's already delayed, it should have been done when it was supposed to be done. You know,
if
the delay happens, then make the delay, another delay for another 2 weeks, because we're already delaying it. Then don't choose a time right now where we're struggling to get on our feet. I mean, people have no power. They're getting power. They're losing it. We can't keep up because the snow keeps on freaking coming.
I understand
that. It will
that.
Not stop. So if we can't keep up, especially with Sandy and then this blizzard that brought a storm surge, and like, how are you supposed to cut certain things right now. Delay it.
It's automatic. It's automatic.
Well, it's automatic because they delayed it already.
No, he did that to get the tax hike for the, top 2% guys. And then he put it in there so that they would have to work together to get all this stuff done, right? And then now the Republicans, I hate to say it, if anybody's a Republican, are backing off, and they think they have the high road. While on Friday, 4 million senior citizens that are homebound in Florida that rely on home-cooked meals brought to their door will no longer get them.
How? What the hell did I miss? I dropped off because I was having problems with my phone connection, and we were talking. We were talking mob-wise, and I come on. I go, "Whoa, what the hell?"
We're talking sequestered.
Somehow we switched from mob-wise to politics.
Okay.
And now we just lost Michelle.
No.
I loved. I'm going back to mob-wise because I really loved. I loved the spa day when all the girls were supposed to show up and it was just Karen and Drita, and they said, "Here we are. We're both lying down on our own instead of laying each other out."
Right.
Something like
it's
that.
It's a good day when we're both laying down and neither one of us laid each other out.
Yeah.
They said that in the last episode. You should. I'm gonna tape it down. Put it on tape. That sounds like a funny line.
Right. You know, it's good to see both of them actually. You know, they were able to talk about Lee because Karen used to date Lee years ago, and now Drita is, you know, married to him, and he's getting out of prison, and Drita is all excited. And so they were able to sit down and actually talk about Lee and have great conversation. And I think that's what Drita needed. She needed a friend that she could actually talk to about Lee with him coming out of prison. And Karen was that person for her. And it was good to see them have that bond after nearly killing each other on last season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, since it started in season one, so it's been a long time coming, and that was a highlight of the last episode for me. I thought that was amazing. But
how weird must it be for Renee to go to rehab and come back and see everybody getting along so well?
Yeah. So don't mess it up, Renee. But no, that was pretty
and
cool.
And she looks really good. She looks fabulous.
Yeah, she does. She looks alive again, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right.
She used
her
to get have those big
and
bags under her eyes and put a lot of foundation to make them look like they weren't there when she would talk to the camera, you know, about something, you know. And I'm just glad that she's doing it, you know. And not just only for herself, but for her son, too.
And then the show ended with us, with Love coming into a little lunch or dinner with Karen and Drita. And Drita makes the comment, "Here I'm sitting with crazy and crazier." Oh, my. And of course,
that's not too far from the truth.
No, it isn't. But of course, they couldn't help but talk about Carla. And Drita is just like, "I'm over with being the middle guy in all of this." But they really, really don't like Carla.
Carla definitely seems to be the odd man out this season.
Yeah.
So.
But and then speaking of Carla, what did you think of Big Ange's advice to her to not give anything to Joe?
Well, Big Ange is a smart lady. And Joe, Joe did it wrong, and I think Big Ange has gotten where she is in life because she's learned some hard lessons. And I think that, she might be steering Carly in the right direction. She may concede the things along, down the road, but she shouldn't, I don't think, just hand over anything right off Jump Street,
Right. And what I also was trying, I was kind of reading Carla's face, and it was like, okay, I guess I never thought of doing it that way. It was like, okay, So it'd be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Right. I agree. It's going to be an interesting season, and I hope that, we still see all of them friends at the end of the season. I doubt that'll be the case, but
no.
Hopefully they will be. And we'll find out more about Lee and Drita and whether they make it through this. And I wonder if he will be out of the halfway house by the end of the season.
Right. I'm forgetting how Joe did. I'm thinking, did we get to see Joe while he was still in the halfway house? I'm forgetting during that part. But yeah, I'm wondering if we'll get to see Lee as well.
Yeah, I don't think that they allow that if they're in it, because it's still basically just an extension of prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see Maddie around, on TV, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's, I think, by his own choice. But.
Well,
All right. In the time left, do we need to talk any other reality shows, or are we going to wrap it up and talk about what's upcoming for us? And I also am hopeful. I asked if Cherry would do it. She shared with me. I was on the phone when some mail arrived today, and I thought it was such a beautiful, beautiful moment, and certainly appropriate for inspiration and for our Rad Reality family, that I would really love if she would be able to read that letter that she read to me. But I just am wondering if, we need to start wrapping it up. We're talking about any shows that we haven't talked about.
I think we can start wrapping it up, and I will share this. And Michelle's phone might have died on her, so I don't think she's going to be calling back in.
Did she text you or anything?
No, I haven't gotten anything from her, so I think her phone may have died on her. So
okay.
Normally she would let me know. So if her phone died, then she can't text me or call me. So.
Okay. So for those that didn't realize it, yeah, Michelle, I think you did mention it did drop off.
Right.
So.
So we'll start wrapping this up. As Paul mentioned, he was on the phone with me today when our mail arrived, and we were talking about something, totally show related, and I, in the middle of it, started crying because I had opened a piece of mail. And it was a white envelope with a paperback book inside. And I pulled the paperback book out, and the book is Will I See Fido in Heaven? And I actually had this book at home. It's by Mary Budemeyer Porter. Oh, it's a beautiful book. And tucked inside was a small envelope from Hallmark. And I opened the envelope, and it's just one of those envelopes that has no writing on it, a blank envelope, or a blank card. And so the card is written in handwriting, and it says,
you don't know me, but I read about your house burning in the newspaper. When I read about you losing one of your dogs, it reminded me of an awful thing that happened in my life many years ago. It was time to go to school, and I couldn't get my dog to come in the house. My friend was waiting for me in her car. I finally said, "Let's go. He will be all right." But he wasn't. He followed her car, and I didn't know it. He followed us to the highway, and he got hit by a car and killed. Over 30 years later, I still remember that pain, and I can't hardly retell the story. I told you all this to say that I am sure you are hurting about your dog, especially the way one of you risked your life trying to save it. The book I am sending you has brought me great peace. It is really well written and is a good healing book. I hope it is some help to you, too, even though I know your dog is irreplaceable. I am praying for you all, Robin. So this is somebody who I've never spoke to. I've never known. She just read about my house burning in the newspaper. And she took the time to go and buy this book and write this card and send to me. And if this isn't proof that there are wonderful, caring, great-hearted people out there in this world, I don't know what is. That's testament that there are people out there that care so much. And I want to have a show coming up in the next few weeks to thank everyone who came on the initial Manic Monday show after our fire, because I have received so many things in the mail, and some of you are in the chat room today. I have received so much kindness, so much in the way of gifts, so much love and support. And my husband and I want to say thank you. So I asked Michelle, and we want to have a show to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We want to say thank you back, because you all have been so wonderful. To everyone out there who has given to us in any way, thank you so, so much. And we will announce that show. It will be in the next few weeks. And we do thank you so much for all the blessings you have sent to us. It's amazing. And this book and this card is just testament. There are great people out there in the world.
I want to say thank you, Cherry. I knew as I was on the phone with you when you got that how emotional you got, and I asked you before the show started if you would please read that, because it really does speak to, you know, the wonderful people that are out there, and I wasn't sure if you would be able to read it, but I'm so glad that you did, because it spoke to me and inspired me, and just hoping that it touched a lot of other people that heard you read that. So I know how difficult it was, but I just want to say thank you for, you know, going through that and reading it. And to me, to also not only the beautiful words, but for her to include a book that you had once owned, she had no idea. I just feel like God has a hand in doing things like that, and it meant a lot to me, and I'm again happy that you were able to share that with everybody.
Yeah, it's, you know, I agree with you. I think, you know, God has a way of touching lives and seeing things, you know, that things are replaced in ways when they need to be. And this is a book that I treasured. And he made sure it was replaced by a stranger.
Yep.
And there's just been some, you know, this has been the biggest tragedy of my life and of Rich's life, but there has been moments of kindness that I will never, ever forget. And it's really shown me, you know, that when you give back and you give of yourself, it's the best feeling in the world. And I've been on the receiving end of this now, and it's hard to explain, but I will forever give what I can, because when people need it, it's so amazing to receive something like that. You know, it may not cost a lot, but to receive that meant so much.
It was priceless.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I will always, you know, when I learned this, Pam Ekman, God bless her heart. We talked about this in New Hampshire before I ever had the fire. And when she had her fire, she learned this, and she was talking to me about it in New Hampshire. And I have now learned the hard way what she was talking about. And giving is what it's all about, because when people have lost everything or they're in a situation where, you know, they need things, when you receive something special like this, a token, you know, that touches your heart, it means so, so much. Whether it's a piece of clothing or a knickknack or, you know, anything, it just means so, so much. And,
you know,
so,
and that's
giving
the thing
is what it's all about. And it comes back to
right.
you tenfold.
And that's kind of is similar to what Michelle was talking about near the beginning of the show, is, if, you know, giving a dollar, you know, $5, whatever, to Michelle's place might seem like a small thing, but look what a really basically small thing that this unknown person gave, and how valuable that is now to Cherry's, you know, life and Rich's life. So, point well made.
Wow. Thank you, Paul, for bringing that up and allowing me to read that on air. I'm going to go ahead and just remind everybody to join us Thursday night for our Survivor Show at the new time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. Pacific. And
who did you forget?
Okay, I'll do it.
Do it
with
again.
Mountain time. 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. 8 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. There we go. So join us for our Survivor Show with Bubba Travis Sampson as our host. He is so wonderful and
yep.
always does such a great show for our Survivor Roundtable Show.
And
then back
I
here
want...
on Sunday nights for
yep.
our Amazing Race, TAR's Second Pit Stop Show with Louis Stravato from Amazing Race Season 16.
And you still have to, he gave you the okay to start nagging him, so don't forget that you've got an open invite for you to nag him.
Yes, I get to nag Louis. So this might be the only week I have that invitation. So,
and I want you to throw out a little teaser. It's in the works, and it sounds like it very well could happen. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
For those of you who are Joe Schmo fans, I think we're going to pull it off.
Yeah.
Be watching very closely in the next few days for an announcement. I think we're going to have the producers of the Joe Schmo show right here on the Rad Reality Show. So make sure you pay attention to our announcements on our Facebook pages, because I think we're going to have a special show with the producer of the Joe Schmo show right here on the Rad Reality Show.
It will not be on a normal night. We're going to be, so you got to pay attention, because it's not going to be on a Amazing Race Sunday night. It's not going to be on Manic Monday show. It's not going to be on a Survivor Thursday night. So we're going to be picking another night of the week. So you're going to have to pay attention and visit our Rad Reality Show group page.
That's right. So be watching. We will let you know when the show is set up and what night it's going to be on. But I do believe this is going to happen and happen quickly. So in the next week or so, we're going to have that show for you. And I can't believe we're going to have the producer of the Joe Schmo show. So
it might have
be watching
to,
for that.
Also, it also might have to be a little bit a stranger time for us because of his time schedule out on the West Coast. So it might be not only on a different night, but a little earlier than we would normally do shows. So just a heads
right.
up.
And
make
isn't
sure
Duck Dynasty starts this weekend, doesn't it?
No, it starts on Wednesday with the same night as the Big Brother Canada premiere. So.
Oh, gosh.
So it's about that time to wrap it up tonight. I want to thank everyone for being here with us tonight. Everyone, take care and have a great week. Be kind to each other and make sure you come back and join us for Thursday night and Sunday night. Here's Ron to close the show.
Tonight was a great show, and I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Take care. Have a great week. God bless. Good night.